Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Knicks fall to the Miami Heat 115-113. They are now 0-4 on the road and 8-1, obviously, at home for the 8-5 record. And this is a game where, I mean, this is where you miss Brunson at the end of the game. The offense kind of didn't have that same movement, that same shot making again. They did not shoot well from 3-point land. It's kind of a very much a make or miss team, 9 of 36, 25% from three. Landry Shamet, who was in the starting rotation for OG Anunoby, did not have a great game, 10 points, 1 of 7 from three-point land. McBride had a great fourth quarter and got them back into a game. I think the Miami Heat got it up to as many as a 9-point lead in the fourth before the Knicks battled back. And look, they battle. And defense, and you still saw the same stuff from Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns, just he goes into these stretches, and Coach Brown has talked about arguing with the refs too much, and you saw a technical foul. They've only had one, they were talking about on the broadcast, only one technical foul all season up until the Josh Hart technical foul, but he's on the opposite side of the court 30 seconds after the foul he thought he should have got happened. There's just no reason for the constant back and forth. It feels like that very much from the Knicks. And Karl Anthony Towns gets into these modes where he's annoyed at the foul calling, and he just starts doing dumb stuff. He had a pick and roll to the basket for an easy dunk, and he gets called for a foul because his elbow is up 8 feet in the air, right in the face of the defender. Like, he for his fourth foul, and he has to come out of the game. Like, I don't understand. He gets into these ruts sometimes where he takes himself out of his own game. Josh Hart can do that too. But, man, it is so frustrating to watch Karl Anthony Towns just kind of become this petty, kind of annoyed player who allows that to get into his game. And, you know, these injuries are going to be tough. You need to win all these games. This is a winnable game on the road. You're yet to have a win on the road playing a Miami team that embarrassed you the last time you were in that building. You were able to get a win against them the other day at home. But a game that was absolutely winnable. They were struggling to shoot the ball as well. They shot 40% from three, which is obviously, better than the 25%. But they, Powell really wasn't shooting the ball all that well. He was 0 for 3 from three-point land, under 50% from the floor, and it was a winnable game. But what you're going to see from these injuries is you're going to miss OG Anunoby defensively, and what you're going to miss at the end of the game is Jalen Brunson. But right now, without those two players, you're just hoping that you can find ways to win. And Karl Anthony Towns has got to step up and be the kind of player who doesn't allow the game to get away from him. And time again, we see him get into these ruts, into this stretch where he plays silly basketball and he picks up silly fouls and he has bad turnovers, and they turn the ball over a lot in this game too. And these are wins right now, because there's going to be nights where they're not, especially without both OG Anunoby and without Brunson, there's going to be nights where they're not capable of winning the game. Last night was a game they were capable of winning, and they played poorly down the stretch to start the fourth quarter. They found a way to get back into the game with Deuce McBride shooting the ball really well and having a good game, but just not enough. And bad turnovers, and then the last couple possessions, really. That's, you want to talk about where you miss Jalen Brunson? The ball in his hands, down two for a final shot. Instead, you get this bad, you know, runner from Deuce, as opposed to getting a better shot, or at least the ball in the hands of the most clutch player in the NBA. So that's what they're going to miss. Throughout the game, they can still have that ball movement. Throughout the game, if they hit their threes, if they get the offensive rebounds, again, Mitch, his numbers are going to have to come up, Mitchell Robinson, with these injuries. He played 18 last night. That is pretty much what he's been playing, somewhere between 14 and 18 minutes. He got 11 rebounds last night. That's, you know, five offensive rebounds in 18 minutes. That's what you're looking for from him, but he's going to have to step up his game. I thought Bridges played really well in this game defensively too, had a couple of steals. He had four blocks, four assists, 50% from the three-point land, 23 points. Deuce leads all scorers with 25, but you see what you're missing when those two players are on the court. The defense and the perimeter defense, and again, the paint points, they were able to get to the basket from the perimeter almost at will at points in the second half. So you miss the perimeter defense of OG Anunoby and his offense to his shot-making ability, but you're going to really miss his perimeter defense. That's why Mitch is going to have to be in there more to defend the rim without OG. But you're missing his perimeter defense, and you're missing the final, you're missing big shots from Bridges. You're missing the ability to get a basket when the offense goes stagnant. You're missing the ability of last-second shots and ball, and the at the end of the game, the ball in his hands, the most clutch player in the NBA. And right now, without both of those players for who knows how long, they're going to reevaluate OG in a couple weeks, and we're going to see what Brunson, how quickly Brunson can come back from a grade one ankle sprain. But that's what you're missing defensively from OG, the ability to guard the perimeter, and then obviously the shot-making ability and the end-of-game situations from the most clutch player in the NBA in Brunson. So, but the thing that sucks about this game is you need to stockpile. I'm going to keep saying it. This has to be a big regular season. You want home court advantage. Right now, you still have that playoff series went against the Pistons, the Detroit Pistons. Right now, they're 12-2. I don't want to go play game 7 in Detroit. I want that game at Madison Square Garden. Especially right now, they haven't won a game yet on the road. So you haven't won a game yet on the road. You're down two of your top five players, your best defensive player and your best offensive player, and you're trying to win as many games as possible to set yourself up for the postseason. You don't have your clutch shooting at the end. You don't have the guy you wanted to hit the ball in his hands in the final 30 seconds. You don't have your best perimeter defender. And this is a game you had a chance to win, but you made just enough mistakes. And your second best player, Karl-Anthony Towns, who wasn't terrible in this game necessarily, 1 for 7 from three. I like the 7 attempts. I do think shooting the ball is his game. Obviously, 1 of 7 isn't good enough. But I do like the idea he's taking 7, 8 to 10 threes. He should be taking 7 to 10 threes every game. He needs to hit more of them, but I like him taking 7 to 10 threes every game. He got 15 rebounds, which is another number you like, and he actually ends up being a +3 in the game. But there are stretches where he loses his mental toughness. There are stretches where he just allows the referee, the opponent, whatever, to get in his head, and he starts doing dumb things like putting his elbow up on an easy. You don't have to do that. You got an easy pick and roll. You got an easy screen and roll to the basket, and you're throwing your elbow up into the chin of the defender. It makes no sense. We consistently see this from him. It's frustrating. So a tough loss from the Knicks in a game that whenever they get into a game right now without those two, and they have a possibility of winning it, you're going to have to do it because you're trying to stockpile as many wins. It's about winning an NBA championship. It's not about getting to the playoffs. It's not about home court advantage in the first round. This is about home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals. And last night you saw a lot of the characteristics that's helped them. You know, Jordan Clarkson had a good game. He was able to get to the basket consistently. He scores 14 points in 26 minutes, 7 of 13 from the floor. Josh Hart also kind of lost it at times this game. You know, that's in him. He shot the ball fairly well, 6 of 11, but they've got to be able to close out these games. That's the number one concern right now without Brunson.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.